I want to extend you this morning a simple and direct invitation and challenge. We stand on the doorstep of the month of October, which in 1883, St. Pope Leo XIII declared to be the month of the Rosary. And the invitation and challenge I want to extend to you is one which echoes Leo XIII's own challenge of that time. He wrote in 1883 to all the Catholics of the world, and he asked them that especially in the month of October, that they pray the Rosary. And as this prayer of faith, I want to extend to you the same invitation and challenge to join me to pray the Rosary every day in this coming month of October, and to pray it for the Church, to pray it for our nation, and to pray it for the world. A person, when they look at all the troubles in these different areas, you can look in the face of it and have a great sense of helplessness. There's a lot of stuff in October which is going to happen in the Church, in our nation, in the world, and you can see it and either have a sense of helplessness or you might just become obsessed with it. It completely consumes you. Within the Church, the final session of the Synod will be taking place, in which the Pope has asked for prayers for this Synod. In our nation, October is going to be the big lead-up to a huge election. And in the world, in all sorts of places, there's things which are happening, which threaten to be horrific for the whole world over. And so the sense of helplessness that a person can feel in the face of that, that's not from God. And God does not leave us helpless. Instead, the Lord always provides us with great power. And the great power that he has given to us is the power of the acts of faith. And one of the great acts of faith that he has given to us through his Mother Mary is the prayer of the Rosary. The Rosary, which unites us through Mary to Jesus in the mysteries of his life and his death and his resurrection. It's a prayer which unites us to Jesus in those things, in those great mysteries of his passion and the redemption of the whole world. And the power of the Rosary. You see this when you look through the events of human history. The reason that Pope Leo XIII chose October as the month of the Rosary goes back to 1571, when Pope Pius V had asked every Catholic at that time to pray the Rosary. As there was a great battle which was about to take place, a great naval battle, in the Battle of Lepanto. And what it was is the battle of the Catholic League of these different forces in Europe to stop the expansion of the Ottoman Empire at the time. And so he had asked and he had pleaded with every Catholic to pray the Rosary for the success of this battle. And on October 7th, in that year, the Catholic League was successful, and the Pope was in a meeting with an ambassador, and he stopped in the midst of it, and he said, "We have to pray a prayer of gratitude to Mary because the battle has been won." And he named that day, October 7th, as the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, also known as the Feast of Our Lady of Victory. And then a century later, in the Siege of Vienna, and then even closer to our time, in February of 1986, the Philippines was on the very brink of civil war in the wake of an election. And the Cardinal Archbishop of the Philippines, he came onto the radio and he pleaded with the Catholics of that nation. He pleaded with them to pray the Rosary daily. And he said, don't just pray it hidden, quiet in your homes. He said, come out as people are coming out into the streets and pray it for peace, and pray it that the civil war, which it looked like the whole country was going to descend into, might be avoided. Because the great fear was that the Philippines would become another Korea, another Vietnam, that it wasn't just going to be a civil war, but it would erupt into something much larger as well. And so he pleaded with the people, go out into the streets, pray the rosary. And this became known as the People's Power Revolution. And power was transferred in that nation, in this revolution, which was a completely bloodless revolution. Not a shot was fired. And one of the most dramatic images of it is there's this group of nuns who had come out into the streets, and the government had sent tanks to break up this protest that was taking place. And the nuns were kneeling on the street holding up their rosaries, and the tank came right up to them and stopped and went no further. But it's not just in the events of the world, but you see in people's own lives the power of the rosary. You can even look over just the last couple years of some incredible conversions in people's life that they attribute to the rosary. People who in the midst of sickness or in the midst of darkness and confusion, for whatever reason, began praying the rosary, and they found themselves drawn to the Catholic Church and converting on account of what they said being Mary and the rosary, which united them more closely to Jesus. Or the way in which people who, like we hear in our gospel, have sin deeply rooted in their life, and when they turn in desperation and faith to the rosary, that sin is finally uprooted in their life. Mary, also, whenever she has come in the last centuries in the approved apparitions of the church, whether in Lourdes or in Fatima, the thing that she's asked again and again and again and again and again, what she has asked of us when she has come and appeared, is she has pleaded with us to pray the rosary. To pray the rosary. Because the power of it is something that Jesus has given to us to draw us and unite us closer to him. And to pray it for the church, for our nation, and for the world. And so as we're on the doorstep of entering into October, which is the month of the rosary, I'm going to be echoing this invitation and this challenge, which has been given by different popes throughout the centuries and by our own Blessed Mother, to join me. Let's pray the rosary every day in October, and to pray it for the church, for our nation, and for the world. And for any of you who just the very thought of that sounds really intimidating, I just want to offer this one word, this one quote of encouragement. And it's a quote from the great Catholic writer G.K. Chesterton. He wrote of the Christian faith itself, how people look at the Christian faith from the outside and they see it as something incredibly challenging and daunting. But he said that the Christian faith, the Christian ideal, has not been tried and found wanting, but instead it has been found difficult and left untried. The same is true of the rosary. This part of our Catholic faith, this devotion that the Lord has given to us, it has not been tried and found wanting, but it has often been found and seen as difficult and left untried. Everyone, as your pastor, as your shepherd, and as your father, I invite you to join me Let's pray the rosary every day in this coming month of October. And let's offer it for the church, for our nation, and for the world. And every journey, every long journey, begins with the first step. And so join me in praying the Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Victory, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.